Well, if you need one reason why not to buy an EV, it's this. And if you're not convinced by this, well done, you're an evangelist. You won't believe the length of this queue just to get into a Tesla charging station. It's absolutely jaw-dropping and tragic at the same time. This is a simple result of what I call the charging conundrum. The fact that if you want to charge fast, you need colossal amounts of electricity. And if you haven't got that, you will be charging slowly, very slowly. And unless the charging station has an extremely high power grid connection, which is unlikely, then the more cars you have charging at one time, that electricity has to be shared between them and you'll get less. Contrast this with a gas station. It doesn't matter if all the pumps are occupied, the pumps will still, pretty much, give you a similar flow rate as if you were the only car there. It makes virtually zero difference. But not with EVs. The number of cars makes a dramatic difference and can cut your charging rate in half or more. And that means you'll spend much, much longer to charge. And that means ridiculous queues like this one. And this is physics. You just can't beat the charging conundrum. Welcome back to MGuy, British engineer and lawyer, now Sydney YouTuber. I'm closing in on 100,000 subscribers, which is absolutely phenomenal. So if you're one of the majority of my viewers who are not subscribed to this channel, please just click that subscribe button down below so you don't miss out on any future videos. And if you'd like to contribute to the channel, why not buy me a coffee? Click the link in the description or scan the QR code on screen. The charging station in question claims to have 20 superchargers with a maximum, note maximum, output of 250 kilowatts. For the grid to be able to supply all of those chargers at full whack would require 20 times 250, which is a full 5 megawatts, 5 million watts of power. Highly unlikely that they'd pay for a 5 megawatt connection to the grid and risk all those demand charges. So let's say it's 1 megawatt, still a shed load of power, more than 100 average homes. Let's assume all these 20 chargers are occupied. You're not going to get 250 kilowatts, you're going to get 50 kilowatts each, meaning it's going to take you 5 times longer to charge. And this is the laughable result. Yep, you can see all the superchargers occupied with Teslas and other cars. Tesla's waiting there, and this is the start of the queue. Oh my God, it just goes on and on and on. 20 so far, maybe 30. That is a ridiculous. Oh, more Teslas going across the T-junction, joining the queue. There's at least another one, two there. And, oh, what the frick? Don't tell me. That is absolutely terrible. It keeps going round the corner. Oh my God. That is unbelievable. And here's an article from Göteborgs Posten, which has just been sent to me, so we'll have a quick look at this. Extreme queue to charge the car in Dalarna. It's Google Translate, by the way. Sweden. A heavy snowstorm is expected to hit Sweden on Monday when the Swedish Transport Administration urged people visiting the mountains to get home as early as Sunday. It had consequences. The queue to charge the car, for example, was several hundred meters long. It's too much for this small community when half of Sweden is going home from the mountains, says Jan Friedberg, who drove past. When pensioner Jan Friedberg from Malung was out with the car on Sunday, he got a shock. The queue for the community's electric car chargers was about 300 metres long, full of families with children on their way home from Salen. There is another charging station as well, but both were completely clad. Completely full. It will be too much for this small community when half of Sweden is going home from the mountains. Today we had 16 to 17 degrees below zero, so the kids are whining and freezing, says Jan Friedberg. Someone who encountered the problem is Andreas Fredriksson. He drove past the charging station in Malung in the hope of being able to charge his electric car. But when he saw how long the queue was, he chose to drive on to a charging station in Torsby, a bit south. However, there were also long queues for the charging stations. The queue was so long that up to 50 cars blocked the roundabout at Co-op, he says. Well, that's the result. Either you pay through the nose for a massive 5-megawatt connection that you'd maybe max out once or twice a week, maybe, or you go for a cheaper connection and suffer the consequences of slower charging when the station is full, as the power has to be shared between many cars. And when you can't get the cars in and out quickly, i.e. the throughput is bad, this is the result. Oh, and don't forget that the temperature there is freezing cold, so the batteries won't accept charge as quickly as well. And you've got the heater on to stop yourself freezing to death while waiting, so that drains the battery even more. It's a complete nightmare. I'm afraid not even the wishful thinking of the evangelists can cheat the physics of the charging conundrum, which has been perfectly exemplified by this video. As I said at the start, if this doesn't put you off an EV, nothing will.